Get ready for non-stop action, everyone. This is PMK on the cutting edge.
Fighting pirates.
Guarding celebrities.
Flying on helium.
Gliding on air.
Into a secret location to visit the world's safest house.
And out to the barracks to bring a polar bear to safety. It's guaranteed to keep you on the edge of your high rise.
Okay.
Plus, the season's collection of bloopers. You're not the only one who'll be surprised.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the TV slime.
It's Popular Mechanics for Kids. Greatest Hits. Volume 4.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Tyler.
And this is our fourth edition of some of our favorite PMK adventures.
You know, Alicia, Vanessa, and I, our job is to find out how things work. But what makes it fun is that it's unpredictable. It's not like being an actor with a script. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, everything you're about to see is very real.
Every high-rise has to be cleaned at least twice a year.
But on buildings that are really high, it can get windy. So windy that the swing stage can blow off to the side like a pendulum.
So to make things safer, we install anchors like this into the side of the building.
That way, workers can attach their swing stage at either end to the anchors.
There's only one way to get the job done. I'm going over the top and rappelling down this high-rise floor by floor. I'm with Spider-Man himself, of course, one of the best in the business. Lucky for me. One more time, there's no way I'm gonna fall, right?
There's no way you can fall.
The ladder makes it easier to climb over the edge.
Walk, walk. Hold on for me. Hold on for me. Now, you see one of those?
Yeah.
Step into it.
Okay. Am I on it?
Yeah.
Am I?
Yeah. Next step. Good job, Tyler. Okay. Now try to relax. Let it go. Let your hands go.
Let go?
Yes.
Let my feet go?
Okay.
What are you doing?
Thank you. Good move, huh? Just let your hands go. See? Ah. That's okay. See, I want to come too.
You're coming too?
Yeah.
I'll wait here.
A handbrake is attached to the rope. That way I can stop.
Is it good?
Or slide down the building at my own pace.
Beautiful. So pass me the hammer.
Oh, all right. Oh! Oh, it's a good thing it's attached
That's
to the safety line. Otherwise, it could have fallen down there and killed someone.
Make sure it's safe.
Okay. Normally, we do this for every third floor, but I think we're going to get down. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Let's go.
Oh, we got a long way to go.
Something's wrong. The safety line is too short. There's not enough line to get me all the way to the bottom.
Okay. Okay.
Yvonne releases me from my rope.
Okay.
Good thing I'm attached to his. Otherwise, I could have been stuck.
Right.
Okay, Tom.
There we go.
Coming
down there for a while, he told me the rope wasn't long enough to get me all the way to the ground, so be prepared for a little jerk. And boom, I fell and I was, and they caught me. It was really, really cool.
I'm at the Aspen Airport in Colorado. And a few minutes from now, Stacey Tannen, a local celebrity, will be landing her private jet right here. Copy that, 10-4. People who are famous often have to be protected. And that's why I'm here. I'm in bodyguard training school.
Okay, the exercise we're going to be doing today is a stalker problem. We've got to protect our celebrity from a stalker. You've got to have that picture memorized. Vanessa, I want to emphasize to you that you're riding in one of the most important positions in the front limo.
Every agent on the scene is wired with the walkie-talkie. We keep in constant communication. I listen through this earpiece and talk through here.
Got it.
We go out in two cars. It's safer that way.
Car number two, stop behind us and deploy your men.
Okay, Vanessa, this is your area right here to the right.
Right.
Agent two, deploy and watch to the right. Agent three, you're watching to the left and to the back. I'm going aboard to bring out the client.
Our eyes are peeled for anyone who doesn't look right. We got a pedestrian coming up from right rear.
Yeah, approach the subject.
All clear for now.
Okay, we're exiting the jet.
How's your flight, Stacy?
Stalker right, stalker right.
Stacy, it's Sid! Stacy!
That is our stalker. Evacuate the client, call in the PD.
Grab the client by the arm, hard, so they realize there's something wrong. Cover the client as much as possible with my own body to protect the client from any physical attack.
Stacy. Evacuate and call
Stacy,
the police.
Stacy! Right there. Stacy, it's
buddy.
Sid!
Hey, come on.
Stacy!
Just settle down, guy.
Stacy!
Come on.
I've got something for you!
Hold still, hold still.
Now let's see that one again.
You really did a good job there. You identified the stalker before anybody else did. I went to engage him. You did the most important thing. You evacuated the client safely and got her out of there. Let me tell you, I'd have you on the ESI team anytime.
I'd be there.
Great.
Today, my ship is coming in. My airship. Wow. This is a blimp. It's basically a huge helium balloon. Helium is a gas that's lighter than air, which makes the airship very light.
Good, you're done. All locked and secure.
All right. This blimp has two engines and 9 passengers in a gondola. It weighs about 6,000 pounds. That's 2,700 kilograms. But the helium makes it so light that I can lift it. Without help, it would just stand still. These motors make it rise and move it forward. They don't have to be powerful because the blimp is so light. Blimps were originally designed as silent spy ships. Now they're used for advertising and bird's eye cameras for sporting events. Hey, look, I can see my house. Wait a second, that's my sister. And she's wearing my pants. I never said she could borrow those. How fast does this thing turn around? Hey, come here! Come back with my pants!
The name's Kite. Tyler Kite. And today, I'm gonna live up to my name. I'm going hang gliding. So, Michael, aren't we supposed to jump off a cliff or a mountain or something? How are we gonna launch this thing?
Well, we've got a hydraulic winch down the end of the field there, and we're gonna pull us up just like a kite.
Face front, get you hooked in here now. Bottom one underneath. You stretch out. Okay, clear and launch. Here we go.
I'm here, clear and launch.
Whoa!
Isn't that wild?
Oh, it's amazing! Oh, man. I can see everything from up here. All right, it looks like we're high enough.
Okay, I'm gonna drop the rope. It'll be a bit of a jerk.
Now we're free.
This is the best part.
Whoa, we're going down. Oh, I lost my stomach on that one.
Yeah.
In a glider, you're always sinking, so you need to find rising air. Rising air is called a thermal.
And we're in one now. You feel it lifting us? Feel that?
Yeah.
Isn't that an awesome feeling of being lifted up?
A thermal is warm air. It comes from plowed fields, parking lots, marshes, and rocks. Those are all hot spots. Stay away from green and blues. Plants and water cool the air, and that'll make you sick.
So let's let you fly it. If you pull a little bit to your left.
Okay.
See? Look, see, we turn. Now pull back to the right. We turn right. You got it now. Good, that's it. You're flying it, baby.
Wow.
I'll take a little speed, and then we'll float, float. That right.
Wow. Wow. That was so cool.
Man, you flew that thing all the way down. You're a natural.
Tyler Kite, the human kite.
Bruce invited me to his house to check out something really, really special. So, what is it?
It's my basement, Alicia. Come, check it out.
Wow! Cool! This is crazy! This is huge! Good thing this is only a basement. Not too long ago, this was something very different.
It was the launching place for ballistic missile-carrying nuclear warheads.
In other words, a nuclear bomb used to live down here.
In the 60s, the United States and the Soviet Union were on the verge of war. They called it the Cold War. There was enough atomic power to blow up the whole world.
But Alicia, fortunately, the US and the Soviet Union made peace and they decided to destroy most of their missiles. And so the army destroyed the place so they couldn't launch missiles anymore. That's why everything's so rusted.
Huh.
We decided to leave 25, 30 feet of water down there, kind of like a safety net in case someone ever fell. At least they have a chance.
But what's that? Gotcha. This is what I did.
Very funny, Alicia. Come on.
Bruce is thinking of converting his silos into condominiums for people who like to feel a little extra secure. Actually, he's already started.
Alicia, this is probably the safest house in the world. I mean, first of all, we're 2 meters below the Earth's surface, and this whole cylindrical structure is 1 meter thick.
And that's not all. Right now, I'm actually suspended in a room within a room. Four giant springs are holding us. If there was an earthquake or a nuclear hit, they would protect us from the shock waves.
Hey, what's this?
No, no, don't do that. We're locked in. We're trapped.
I don't want to be locked in here. I want to get out of here.
Don't worry. I told you this place was completely safe. We have an escape hatch. Come on, let's go.
Classic recipe number one. Just add water to cornstarch. That's it. And then add a little food coloring for effect. Woo-hoo! There we go. Just like putting my hands in a little bowl of sunshine. If it's not thick enough, add a little more cornstarch. If it's too thick, add a little more water. It's slime, all right, because it's oozy. Authentic slime behaves differently than regular liquid. When you move it around, it thickens. When you stop, it thins out. It's what's known as a non-Newtonian fluid. If you smack a regular liquid, like water, bad water. You see, it just splashes all over the place. But when you smack slime, bad slime. It just kind of freezes. In fact, slime is a lot like quicksand. Look, when I run my fingers quickly through the slime, it resists. It feels thick. But if I go slowly, it acts more like a liquid. That means if you fall into a quicksand pit, you won't get sucked under if you move very slowly to get out of it. But if you panic and start thrashing around, the quicksand will resist your movements and swallow you up.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the TV slime.
Today, movies and TV shows often recreate scenes where pirates fight each other just the way they did hundreds of years ago. But making a sword fight look real is an art.
Bob Borwick is a fight director and works at the Academy of the Sword. Actors learn to fight by remembering small sections. A defensive move, then an offensive move. Putting a few of them together is called a phrase.
Good, that was good. Good. You know, it takes about 3 hours of rehearsal to do 10 seconds of a fight. Right? Yeah.
This sword is a theatrical copy of the kind of swords pirates used. The only difference is these edges aren't sharpened and the tip is blunted.
And even though the tip of the sword is blunted, it could still hurt someone.
Okay, I think I'm ready for my big moment.
All right, now, you know, a fight is a lot more believable when the characters know what they're fighting for.
M'lady, are you comfortable up there?
Sir Tyler, allow me the honor of saving this damsel.
Fight well, my friend.
Avast me, hearty! Prepare to repel boarders!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Do it again. Honest, let me go.
Bob?
Tyler, that was great. You did everything just the way we rehearsed. Perfect.
But who is this?
Sorry. That was the only person we could get on such short notice.
My hero.
He was supposed to shave.
This is Churchill, Manitoba, way up north on the shore of Hudson's Bay.
Stop! You scared me. They say you can get attacked and eaten alive right here on the street by giant polar bears.
Hundreds of polar bears hang out just outside the city. Sometimes they wander into town looking for food. They don't usually attack humans, but when they're starving, they'll eat anything.
Even me. Today, I'm going to help protect this town from hungry bears.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hi.
You're ready to see a bear, are you?
With you? Yes. This is Wade Roberts. He's part of the Polar Bear Alert Crew. Oh, wow.
He's sleeping right now. He's tranquilized. That's good. Now we just slowly put him down and watch his head so he's okay. And there he is.
Look at his teeth.
And you can see that each bear that we handle, we put ear tags in him so that we can identify him. And he'll also have the same number on his lip tattoo here.
He's beautiful.
We're going to mark this bear so we know it's one that we handled before. There you go.
Thank you.
Starting to wake up right away, so we'll just do it quick. Get him out of the net.
We'll just bunch this net up right beside him here. And I'm gonna roll him over. You wanna just grab a leg? Give me a hand. You're a heavy animal, as you can see.
Now he's gonna wake up and continue walking around.
So now the bear will be at ease, the town will be safe, and to me, that's a job well done.
Those were some of our best PMK adventures.
Yeah, and we'll be back next time with all new adventures.
Now here are some of our worst PMK moments. Enjoy.
See ya. It's light body and wide stance lets it climb a steep,
Natural clay can be found all over the world. Sometimes right even in your own place of earth. Now, these drawings were made over 500 years ago by the same person who drew this. Yep, that's right. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Ready? Okay. 3, 2, 1, action.
Go. Ah, no, where's my frog?
Frog does not stop. Right here, right here.
Oh, no. Did you say I'm supposed to leave the lights on in the giant refrigerator?
Yeah, why?
Because the phone just rang.
Actually, yeah. I know where to find tons of gold. Oh, God. Oh. Here, you want to try it on?
Let's do it.
What's the time code beginning? Oh, you'll tell me at the end. Okay, and action.
This is the St. Lawrence Seaway.
3, 2, 1, action.